What's going on, y'all? Kane Maiden Pod back for episode 3. All glory to God. Today we got some good stuff coming at you as always. Aiden, how you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good, you know. One thing I want to say is that last week I predicted that I was getting sick. I'm right. Last night I had a fever of 102 and I've been sick for about 3 or 4 days now.
For real, last week when we were recording this, Aiden's like, bro, I think I'm going to get sick. And I was like, dang, for real. And then sure enough, literally like 2 days later.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, anything new with you?
Nothing much, man. I went to my first high school football game as a senior on Friday. It was all right. I mean, dude, we pulled up and it was so packed because like it was our crosstown rival, so like we played at the same stadium. So we were on the visitor side and there was literally not an empty seat. Like I stood up in the student section the whole game. Mm-hmm. And it was like so crowded in there. Like we were like super close together. But it was fun though. I mean, they won like 42-13, I think it was. So we did. Yeah, it was overall.
Yeah, I went to those high school football games, bro. They don't sit the whole game, bro. They're always standing.
Yeah, I know. And the thing too is like, if you get a good high school football game, if you're a student and you go there, it's a good game. Like that's gonna be such a fun time. But like a lot of times, it is gonna be a blowout.
Yeah.
So Aiden, anything crazy happened to you? What's good with you?
Well, me and Kane had a little talk about this, but basically, obviously, you know, I work at Chick-fil-A or whatever. Basically, this guy yesterday, dude, I dealt with a lot of rude customers yesterday. It was too much to deal with. There was too many rude customers going on. I had my manager playing Pokemon.
Nice.
I was supposed to be on bagging. Nice. Actually, two of them were over here getting backed up. He's like, hey, use that. I'm like, bro, what is going on right now? But, hey, you know, it was a good time, though, but this dude was losing his mind over cheese, bro. First of all, like, who cares about cheese on a chicken sandwich? But he got a spicy deluxe sandwich, which those who don't know, it's like it's cheese, lettuce, tomato, pickles. It's actually my favorite sandwich there. But he got the sandwich, right? And he's like, he's got carry out and he's just standing there. He opened the sandwich and looked at the cheese. He walked up to me and my manager, starts cussing. He's like, what's this or whatever? I'm just like, cheese. And he gets mad at us because it's not melted or whatever. So we have to take his sandwich back and remake it. And we have to like melt his cheese, right? But the thing is that Chick-fil-A, we don't have a microwave, right? We don't have a microwave. We don't just get cheese.
Oh, yeah.
So we have to use a heating drawer. So that's not going to take 1 minute to heat up. It takes about 5 minutes or 8 minutes. So we have to heat it up in there. And this fool is just pacing around Chick-fil-A with his fist balled up. Like, for real. He's literally walking around, like, looking out the windows. He was literally standing in front of the door at one point. I'm like, what is this guy doing, bro?
That's
looking
funny.
All angry. Hey, bro, you know what's going to be ready? I'm like, I don't know. Like, yeah, it should be done shortly or whatever. I don't really know. I'm just telling him whatever gets this dude from, like, stop looking angry. He's pacing around Chick-fil-A looking all mad, all tatted up, all looking all angry. I'm like, bro, what is going on right now? Like, is this dude finna, like, fight me over a piece of cheese? I'm already watching this guy because, like, this dude is looking suspicious right now. He's looking at, like, look out the windows.
Whenever your managers are playing Pokemon, I was going to say, you got to catch them all, man. Even if it's actually
I know, dude. But, like, next thing, this dude starts walking back to his car. I'm like, oh, no, this dude finna shoot this place up over cheese, bro. That was my thought. Because, like, dude, people get shot over way less than that.
For real.
Like, bro, this dude finna shoot this place up over cheese. And I was watching him. He just put his receipt back in there or whatever. So I was like, oh, thank God. Gave him a sandwich. He walked out. And I was like, I was for a worried, bro. Like, when he walked back to his car, bro, I was like, oh, I'm finna get shot over cheese, bro. Ain't no way.
Hey, man, cheese is serious business.
It needs to be melted, I guess, dude. I didn't know it was that serious.
For real.
So, Ken, you had an interesting event going on yesterday. You want to tell us what happened with that?
Yeah, so I went to the game. I went to the Ranger game as a fan last night just for fun, just because, you know, I like to go as a fan every once in a while. So I go to the game, and they're losing bad. We were sitting really close, so a lot of times people will come down, like the people that are sitting higher up will come down into the lower seats, and, you know, when the game is getting close to the end, just to like kind of see it from down there. So we were sitting close, the game's over, they lose bad, and I turn around, I'm walking up the stairs to leave, and this dude, a Tigers fan, which is the team they were playing last night, this dude has a camera, and he's probably in his like 50s or 60s, taking pictures of people. So he's taking pictures of me, like he's taking pictures of Rangers fans, capturing quote unquote the face of losers. Is exactly direct quote from his mouth. He's capturing the faces of losers. So he's taking pictures of me, which I don't care. I'm on the internet. You search up my name and pictures of me are gonna pop up. He starts taking pictures of old people and kids that are less than 10 years old. And then I walk by him and he's like, I'm capturing the face of losers. And I was like, excuse me? And he goes, he's like, yeah, I got to take a picture of the losing team's fans or something like that. For reference, his team's record is 49-78. They won their 49th game last night. And I'm like, yay, win number 49. And then
well, what's the Rangers record?
The Rangers are 58-68. So that's the way Rangers better. Are literally
they both
better.
Suck, but like those are definitely better.
Yeah. So I was like,
wait, he's a Detroit Tigers fan?
Yeah.
Bro, I was way out of home. Swear. I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't go to Detroit, bro. It was like miles of like empty home, like homes. There's like all boarded up. Like,
I didn't even know Tigers fans existed until that experience. But yeah, so that happened. Interesting. And he didn't say anything, by the way, after I said that. So.
Nah, that's definitely a weirdo, bro. Because it's like, you can't be an old guy taking pictures of young people. That's already like, it looks weird. You know what I'm saying?
Like, yeah.
But then you're like, I'm capturing the faces of losers. Like, you're just a weirdo, bro.
I know. And he, yeah, I mean, dude was just a loser, but you know.
But anyways, we have a story to talk about, which is the opposite of a loser. That's about this TikTok series we've been watching. It's kind of like a motivational speech, but me and Cam are keeping up with it. And it's been pretty cool, Cam. You want to talk about it?
Yeah, so me and Aiden, basically when we started this podcast, I was like, yeah, we're going to talk about anything from TikTok series to major events. So I saw a TikTok series, like, probably last week before we recorded, and I thought it was interesting. So I sent it to Aiden. He watched it this morning. It's about this Tennessee football player, former Tennessee football player. His name is Inky Johnson. I believe that's his name. And he basically, he played football at the University of Tennessee. He grew up. Aiden, do you remember how many? It was like 14 people in a two-bedroom house, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he said he lived in a 14 with people, 14 people in like a two-bedroom house. I think they were, it wasn't like just kids. It was like seven of his uncles, I believe. So yeah, it was like grown adults like living together. It wasn't just like a bunch of kids.
It was smack in the middle of the hood. He said like, yeah, there was gangs and, you know, people selling drugs everywhere. And basically he started playing football. And what's crazy about him starting playing football was whenever he would practice, he would stay after practice. Like, think about your normal Little League sports practice. Probably is from like, you know, 6 to 8 or something like that. 6 to 8:30. He said he would stay there till 10 or 10:30 because his mom didn't pick him up. His mom worked at Wendy's. And then once his mom got there at 10 or 10:30, he would stay after that and do drills with the lights of her car.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was crazy in itself. Mm-hmm. Like,
because it just shows how dedicated he was to get out of that place. I feel like some people, they just kind of like, they don't really get dedicated. They kind of just like fall back on themselves. You know,
and he went to the lowest performing high school in the state of Georgia, where the dropout rate was higher than the graduation rate. Mm-hmm. And he basically was playing football there. He was done with football, and then the coach convinced him to work out. And then basically his first he had a visit with Tennessee, not an official visit, but like a coach came to visit. And he said he offered him a scholarship, and he said, I'm going. And then Aiden, do you want to tell him about the story when he went up for the official visit?
So he went up for an official visit or whatever, right? So he did it. And he, like, you know, one thing about him is, like, he already knew that's where he wanted to be at. It's a home. It's like his hometown. And he never really had anything. So he was kind of going to take the first offer that came to him. And obviously, Georgia, that's a good place to be at. It's not like some, you know, like some random place. Like, that's definitely
a really good place to be. He went to Tennessee, though.
Tennessee?
Yeah, he went to Tennessee.
I'm done for that. My bad. But anyway, it's not like he went to, like, some low-level college or whatever. So, But he talked about whenever he was there, whatever, the coach asked him, like, do you want to go to, like, the sorority party? Do you want to go to this barbecue? Or do you want to go to this basketball game? And he said, no, I just want to go back to the hotel or whatever. Which he said the coach kind of looked at him weird for it. But he said that that's the first time he ever got to sleep on a bed just by himself. Because think about it. This dude is his whole life living in a house with, what, 14 people?
Yeah.
Yeah, he never got any personal space, any time to himself. So that's the first time he ever got to sleep just by himself. Which that must be hard too, being an athlete, because I think athletes are big dudes. They're not just like They're not little guys. Like, this dude's, I mean, I don't know how tall he was or nothing like that, but I mean, he definitely wasn't like a 5'4" skinny dude. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Definitely a big guy.
That's not the end of the story. That, if the story ended right there, that would be an inspiring story, but it's not. So the dude, so he plays football for University of Tennessee. So in football, you can get drafted after your junior year. So basically before his junior year, the coach came into the film room, told him, said, hey, after this year, you're going to be a top 30 pick, first round pick in the NFL draft. And, you know, essentially, if you don't know anything about sports, once you're a top first round draft pick in the NFL, you're a multimillionaire overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So he's playing, and then one game he makes a tackle that he's made, you know, hundreds of times, and then he gets paralyzed. They rush him to the hospital and, like, you know, saved his life and stuff like that, and he's completely paralyzed, but now he's a motivational speaker. So, Aiden, you know, that's basically the rundown of it. Aiden, what were your thoughts on the series? Because I know, like, I wasn't going to send you if it wasn't interesting, like, if it wasn't worth talking about. So what were your thoughts?
Sorry about that. I think the point of the series is a little different from what it seems like it is, because one thing he mentioned was that, like, he didn't just play football, like, for him. Like, he was the first person in his family to go to college. But then all those cousins that live with him, they also went to college, and now they're in the military or doing this and whatever. Yeah. So I think the whole point of the story is, too, is kind of, like, showing his, like, family that there was also, like, a way out. Like, you didn't just have to, like, you know, sell drugs or be in a gang to make money. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He made sure everybody, like, kind of, like, inspired his the younger people in his family to do better and not just, like, you know, repeat the same cycle over and over again. So I think that was probably the most interesting takeaway. Was that, like, not only – because, you know, getting injured is horrible. It happens in a lot of sports, but, like, he didn't even get to make it to the league before he got hurt. Because, you know, some guys like Derrick Rose, like, they get to the league before they got their injury. You know, he made millions before he got hurt really bad. But for him, it sucks because it's, like, he's right on the edge of it, still living in a bad place, and then, boom, right back down.
Yeah. Well, I think that's, you know, that's cool about the story, too, is that, like, if he wasn't a motivational speaker – like, if he didn't decide to go be a motivational speaker, it would just be like, oh, yeah, it's a football player. He got paralyzed, and now he survived. Like, now people actually know his story. No one would have known that he grew up how he did.
Mm-hmm.
And he
has it would have just been, remember that one guy in college who got hurt?
Yeah, exactly. So it was super inspiring, honestly, a cool story. And, you know, he had a quote that was good, was he said, something, it's not an exact quote, but he said something along the lines of, like, if you're only doing it for yourself, one day you're going to run into something that's a lot stronger than you are.
Mm-hmm.
And so that definitely was like, dang, like, you know, like, he was super motivated. And honestly, it was just a good series.
Mm-hmm. I remember I was watching it, bro. I was doing my laundry, and he was like, and then this game, he's like, because, like, you know, he's like, in this game, in this game. He's like, but this one right here, I'm like, oh, no, I knew it was coming up. I knew it was
going to be that game. Yeah.
And I was just like, oh, man. Because he said, like, and then this one game right here that night, I'm like, oh, I knew it, bro. I was like, dang it. I was like, because, like, you watch the series, and you're like, you're rooting for him, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, it already happened or whatever, but, like, I never heard about it. So I was like, I'm rooting for him. And then he's like, you know, paralyzed. I'm just like, oh.
Yeah, I had heard about it before, but I hadn't, like I had just heard of it, but I hadn't watched it, like, fully watched it until then. So it's
he had, like, 9 touchdowns in 2 games. I was like, what?
Yeah, I know, in high school. That's crazy.
I know.
So now we're going to be transitioning. We're going to be talking about our top 5 video games of all time. This thing can get a little heated. So we don't really have a basis for this conversation. We haven't thought of anything. We don't have a list. We're just gonna break it down to you guys on here. So let's do it.
All right.
Hey, go ahead.
All right. I think to start off, you have to put in your lockdowns. You know what I'm saying?
I got
games.
Minecraft is a for sure lockdown. I got two lockdowns. What is it? Minecraft and Mario.
Minecraft and Mario.
Those are my two.
When it comes to Mario, Mario has, like, one of the best trilogies ever, though. But it's like, when it comes down to, like, what Mario are we talking about? You know what I'm saying?
We decided, I remember us deciding on the phone that we were just going to combine Mario as a whole.
Combine Mario as a whole?
So Mario Party, Mario Kart. Do you remember us saying that?
Yeah, yeah, I got you.
So we're going to combine Mario as a whole. So
it's kind of unfair to put it as a trilogy, but I don't think it really ranks number one for us. Because, like, Mario was always, like, a social thing, if that makes sense. Like, I was never going to be like, oh, I just can't wait to play Mario by myself.
Well, no. First, I think we should I think how we would do this best is if we get five and then rank them. So kick games like, okay, this is in our top five for sure, and then go back and rank them.
Okay, that's fine. So I think for sure, got to be Minecraft and Mario.
Okay, so those two are locks for sure, for
those
sure.
Those two are locks.
I just kind of want to say, like, I play sports games a lot, but, like, that's really all only games I play. But I really don't think any sports game is in the top five because, like...
Nah, I can be.
Most of it is like, the same every year, just, you know.
Updated rosters.
Yeah, I mean,
this year's new jump shot meter, like...
I hate saying
actually, though... I am a little excited about the next 2K because I heard about something that they're doing, which is pretty cool.
What are they doing?
My League is like the least played mode that I play the most. They started a thing called Era Mode. So basically, like,
you can go back in time.
You can play like in the like Magic versus Bird era, Jordan era. I think there's Kobe and Shaq, I believe. I don't know. I can't really be for sure. But I know the Jordan era and the Magic Bird one are definitely on there. So I think that's actually pretty cool to me because, like, You do that on My League, you have to, like, load in rosters, and then, like, you know, you load in a roster, but next thing you know, some 99 overall who looks like Paul Millsap. Like, what is going on right now? Like, we got Paul Millsap's playing.
I do think that's going to be cool. So, Aiden, are you ready? Are you going to drop the hot take about the game that me and you play all the time?
I don't know, because I don't know if we completely agree with it, but I definitely want to hear it.
You don't agree with it?
I don't know. It's kind of iffy.
I'm going to say it. I kind of don't want to say it, but I'm going to say it. Fortnite is a top five video game of all time. Hear me out, bro. Prime Fortnite, everybody was on, bro. Like, everybody at school was playing. And one of the reasons I think it's a top five video game of all time is because of the way it's lasted. Like, it's kind of made a comeback almost. Like, it seems like more people are playing it now. You know what I'm saying? So, what are your thoughts on that, Aiden?
It's still a lot of fun. Like, I can't even hate on, like, I play it all the time with you, especially. It's still a fun game to play. I think the biggest thing for new players or players that, like, play a long time ago, haven't played since, is that you kind of got to get used to the guns. Like, I got in there, and I was like, bro, what is a prime shotgun? What is a DMR? Like, why do I have three different assault rifles that all, like, suck? But, you know, like, I don't know what was going on. I think the biggest thing I do is kind of just get used to it. But now that I got used to all the guns or whatever, it's a lot of fun to play. So I do enjoy playing it, though. But I think the biggest reason why it could be top five was because it kind of inspired every other game, like Battle Royale-wise.
And if you think, too, about the way Epic Games has done it, like, you know, no, anyone can play. Literally, anyone can play with anybody. Like, you can cross-play. You don't have to, you know, you don't have to play online. Like, you don't have to have PlayStation Online to play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, for that reason, I think so many people are involved. Like, Epic Games has made, like, their own server, kind of. So that's why I think that's one of the reasons, I think.
I think it's the inspiration of Battle Royale. Like, you think, like, Warzone, like, all those other games, Apex, like, all those games were, like, brought up because of Fortnite, because people were just like, oh, well, this game doing Battle Royale good. How can we do it? So I think for that reason, it's a top 10 game. But top so five, I don't know.
You're not putting in the top five?
I don't know if I can. It's just like there's so many like better like story games, bro. All
right, so what?
I'm a little biased. So for me, which you haven't played any of these games, so you can't really know for sure. So okay, so right now we have Minecraft and Mario, right?
Yeah.
For sure, logs. I gotta put the Arkham series for Batman.
Ooh.
The Arkham series. You never played it, dude. But the Arkham series, bro, in its prime, like there's literally not one single miss. No, they dropped a new game called Gotham Knights. It looks horrible. I'm not gonna lie, it looks bad.
No, I do know. I do know the Batman games like are pretty good, and a lot of people.
No, I don't know if you ever saw me, dude. I was hooked on those games, bro. I beat Arkham City like three or four times. I beat Arkham Knight, I think three or four times as well. Arkham Asylum, I beat Arkham Origins. I beat every single Batman game.
And, like, okay.
Bro, so- in this prime, bro, I was like, which I'm a little biased because I like Batman. I like all that stuff, like superheroes. So I might be a little biased, but, like, dude, like, not one person who played the series can say it's a bad series. Like, to me, it's top five. I'm a little biased, but it's definitely – I think it's top five for me.
So we got four right now, so we need one more. I was thinking – I don't know, like, I think you could make an argument for GTA.
Facts, the whole series?
Yeah, I think – I mean, I've never really, like, played a lot of these games, but I think GTA – you could probably make an argument for over like Destiny, Overwatch, Rocket League.
Ooh, not Rocket League, bro. Rocket League's horrible.
Yeah, well, I mean,
now if we were one of those old head news stations, we'd be like Tetris, Tetris, and Tetris. Like we were looking up, like we were doing some research before this, bro. They had Tetris. You're telling me they're like stack blocks. You're telling me they're stack blocks over each other than shoot somebody. You know,
hear me out. What about Mortal Kombat?
Ooh, Mortal Kombat is up there, yeah.
You think it's top? Do you think that cracks top five?
I don't crack top five. Some of these games are like real good. They just don't crack top five.
I don't think Call of Duty cracks top five.
As a fighter game, Mortal Kombat is definitely top five. But like,
there's nothing Mortal Kombat's top five.
To me, it gets boring like over time. Like I can't play it.
All right.
Like the Arkham games, like Arkham games are a lot of just like the same base fighting, but like. It's cool. Like you find so many different villains. There's so many different like harder people to fight. Mortal Kombat's like the same thing over and over again.
Low key, I think I got one that honestly I think should be top five.
What is it?
Pac-Man.
Pac-Man?
I think Pac-Man low key might be top five. Just cause bro, like
retro game, yeah, but I don't think know.
Think about every generation that's played Pac-Man, bro. Like our parents played Pac-Man and then, you know, we've played Pac-Man and then the kids now, like the you know, kids now play Pac-Man.
Yeah, I thought about mobile games. We should do mobile games next. That's a good. That'd be funny.
Candy Crush.
Oh no, dude, there's a kid in my geometry class. This fool swear he's good at Candy Crush. I'm like, dude, how old are you, bro? He's had like midlife crisis at 16.
We gotta think about one more. You put in the top five: Pac-Man, GTA. Let's make it out of these. You make the call: Pac-Man, GTA, Call of Duty. Mortal Kombat, out of those four, which one gets the top five?
You know what we did mention? You know, you played Red Dead Redemption?
Oh, yeah.
Bro, those two games are, like, top tier, bro. Like, I think those two...
Like, I feel like those games just haven't been around, like...
Okay, but, like, they're not, like... They're, dude, but, like, they're the same people that made GTA, though. They're just, like... They're a little bit, like, dude, Red Dead Redemption 2, bro, that's my favorite video game of all time, like, for real.
So you put Red Dead in there?
I don't know, but, like, I'll tell you what I take it over. There's so many good story games out here. I take Red Dead Redemption 2. I take it over any Batman game for sure. But there's so many good Batman games. It's, like, I can't really – like, so many good Arkham – like, Arkham series. I can't really, like, put it over. I can't put one game over. I can't put two games over four.
What about Wii Sports?
Wii Sports? That's looking a classic, bro.
I feel like one can make an argument for Wii Sports.
Facts. Dude, this is too hard, bro. There's like so many classic games out here.
Make a pick. What do you think?
So where are we at? We have GTA, Call of Duty.
GTA, Call of Duty, Pac-Man, Wii Sports, or Red Dead.
See, this is coming down to more series than it's coming down to like single game. I think Minecraft is Minecraft the only single game we have in there?
Fortnite,
yeah. Fortnite. But Fortnite inspired a lot of battle royale games.
I mean, to be fair, we'll talk about that when we start ranking them. All right, what's your number five? I would give the edge to Wii Sports, not gonna lie.
I gotta say GTA, bro. It's just like they're so consistent with their games.
We'll go GTA because I can see that. Like normally I'd be like, but I can see.
Well, it's taking 25 years on their next game or GTA 6. I'm gonna be 30 before that game comes out.
All right.
So for my number five, I put it as Fortnite.
Oh, why?
So what's your number five? Fortnite, because it's just like one single game, and I feel like as a whole, like it hasn't done as much or provided as much as these other games have.
Okay. My number five for the Batman games, Arkham series. I'm sure I think I have played before, but that's maybe a hot take, but I put it at five.
Mm-hmm.
So at number four, that's where I put Fortnite. You know, I knew it was going to be near the bottom, and I went ahead and put it at four. Aiden, what did you put at four?
At four, I put the Arkham series, which the Arkham series is my personal favorite. But the reason why I didn't put it, like, higher was because, like, the lack of online play. Like, there's not really much online you can do on there. Like, there is, but, like, anybody can compare their time trials. Like, you know what I'm saying? No one really cares that much.
That's why
I put it at four.
Okay. So for me... At number three, I had GTA. I really don't know why. I kind of just feel like everyone played it. Like, if your friend was over and you know, even I played it. Like, I didn't have the game, but even I played it. Like, you could kind of just do whatever you want. And, I mean, it was a fun game, so I put it at 3.
Mm-hmm. I put GTA 3 also, mostly because of the online play. Like, it was a fun game that I played, but, like, the online is, like, one of the most consistent onlines I've played, just because, like, they're always updating it, they're always doing this, they're always doing that, there's always, like, new ways to play with your friends. It's never going to get, like, I mean, people say it gets boring, but, like, it's never not going to be, like, it's always going to be difficult to an extent, and it's, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's so much you can do on there, especially in the online mode, because they could always updating it. So I think it's pretty cool how they do that.
So next for me, number two, I have Minecraft. I mean, I remember going to church every Sunday when I was little, in like the little kids' church, and we would play Minecraft before service started. Like, we would be sitting at an Xbox playing Minecraft, and, you know, I mean, I had my Xbox at one point, like the 360 when I was little, and I mean, and I wasn't even like super big into Minecraft, and I still played it. Like, it's a good game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Minecraft, one of those games where, like, right now it's not the most fun game to play. But, like, definitely when I was younger, I enjoyed it so much. But even now, it never really fell off. Like, Minecraft videos right now are still getting views. They've never really, like, completely died down. So I think the biggest thing with them is, like, staying relevant while only having one game out is very impressive. Same thing like GTA did. Yeah, like, they have a lot of games, but, like, they've stayed relevant for how many years off one game? Like, they've literally gone across 3 consoles. And they're still relevant. So I think that's the biggest thing with Fortnite. Literally yesterday, my manager, Aiden, when we getting on Minecraft. I said Fortnite, my bad. I meant Minecraft. Sorry. But yesterday, my manager was like, hey, we want to get on Minecraft? I'm like, bro, how old are you? But yeah, I was like, yeah, sure.
Number one for both of us, me and Aiden both have the same number one. The greatest video game series / game of all time, Mario. Now, you could argue, like, hey, y'all put Mario in the same category. But, like, how are you going to split up Mario Kart, Mario Party, Smash Bros, Super Mario? Like, just look at those games, bro. Like, Mario Kart, like, you know, I mean, racing game, sport kind of game. Mario Party, still a competitive game. Like, you have fun hanging out, playing with your friends. Like, you know, Smash Bros, iconic. I mean, it's just easy number one for me.
Facts. Easy number one, Super Mario Bros. I mean, you used to play Super Mario Bros all the time.
Yeah, we did on the Wii. Oh, yeah, bro. We went crazy on the Wii, bro.
Facts, bro. And that's one thing, too, about the Wii. I'm not a big fan of the Wii. Like, me personally, like, Wii Sports was fun, but, like, Wii Sports and Mario were, like, the best games to play on there. I feel like the remote was kind of, like, I don't know. It was not accessible. Like,
it was, like, the nunchuck and everything. It was, like,
no, no. Like, what's the thing about the Wii was a little kind of, it was kind of lame, bro, if you think about it.
I mean, that was the first gaming console I ever had, that was the Wii.
See, it's nostalgic, but yeah. To me, it's a little lame. Maybe that's our next thing. We talk about gaming consoles.
Maybe.
But to me, it's a little lame. Not because, like, it just, like, sucks or anything like that, but I feel like the Switch is so much better than the Wii.
I feel like Nintendo is kind of, like, the number three, like, as far as the main big three of gaming consoles, like Xbox, PlayStation, and then, like, Wii / Nintendo Switch. But, mm-hmm. I mean... We were like the Wii U. Was that? That was like such a failed experiment, wasn't it?
Dude, I know. Like, I only ever met like one person that had it, and it was just like, okay, like have fun, I guess. It's so weird. It was almost like they were like the handheld PlayStation controller, like the like screen on it. I was just like, what's the point of that? Like, just
I know, play it at your home. But all right. Yeah, so, that's pretty much it.
I think that's all we have for today, guys. But let us know anything else you want to hear us talk about. But for now, that's Kane Aiden signing off.
Yeah.